And, you know, there were some good key indicators that we can take forward looking at, you know, again, it has to overwinter generally down in Mexico. They had a moist winter there, had good conditions. That continued into the southern states, into the southern corn-growing region. And then what really should have keyed folks off is once we got into June, we started getting those strong southerly winds. I think about three-quarters of the days in June, we had a south wind, and most of those, at least half of them, were above 15 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. And then we moved into July. We started getting, you know, continuous rainfall that we, you know, we haven't had a rainy July in quite a long time.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had that. We had those warm days and warm overnights and high humidity. That really drove that inoculum load of southern rust this year. And those are really those lessons that you should look at, you know, going into the future for potential for another strong southern rust year.